Again, you can coach for 30 years, and you're going to have those nights. You know, you're just going to have those nights. I remember coaching high school football, and we were playing our rival one night. I was having a kidney stone. I had a kidney stone. I was passing a kidney stone. So I've got this, like, 106 fever, and it started pouring on me during pregame. And then it started snowing. So then it got freezing. I was freezing cold. And then it starts raining again as the game starts. We take the opening kickoff, and we drive down the field, and third and whatever, and our quarterback throws a pick six. Get the next kickoff, drive all the way down the field on the 10-yard line again, throws a pick six. We're down 14-0. I have 105 fever. I'm soaking wet. And I just wanted to take my pencil and stick it right through my temple. You have those days. That's what the Washington game was like. Whatever it was. I mean, if you always talk in coaching, we always talk about the perfect storm. You know, you have this. You know, you had the offensive struggles, you know, a little bit of division on the team between the offense and the defense coming out of that Big 12 championship game in terms of performance. You had the fact that we were playing a team that we had already whipped. You had the fact that we were at a bowl probably that our guys were disappointed to be at. But that perfect storm. And as a coach, you always, you know, you try. You do, you know, for a month, you talk about, hey, it's another game. You know, you focus like any other game, and you try to treat it like any game, but you're still dealing with 20-year-olds, and you just hope. You know, but I go back and I watch that film, and I say, yeah, I mean, it was embarrassing. But if you really looked at a couple things that happened early in that game, if they had gone our way, who knows how that night would have gone. It could have ended up like the first one. So just the perfect storm. You know, it was one of those nights. It was a great learning experience for our players, coaches, everybody.